WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-G portion. So pre-net check-ins, then we'll check with EchoLink before we move to the RF section. Check-ins, we'd like to welcome NC9V, that's Carol, in Vevey, Indiana. KE4DXJ, Wendy in Hendersonville. K4XMR, Mellon Prosperity. W2AMD, at Andrew, Simpsonville. W4FCM, that's Fred, along with Isla, and 4IEI in Traveler's Rest. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, it's Ben in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome KG4PFI, that's Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, down there in Piedmont. Welcome KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that's Patrick in Malden. And then K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. Welcome KG4GAT, that's Michael in Simpsonville. And then KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. And then last, we'd like to welcome WW4JET, that is Judy. All right, thanks for using the pre-net check-in. So let's move on to the EchoLink machine, EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, Alulu, that's AQ4AZ. This is Kevin in 96. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
For JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit. We have you down for a comment. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4AZ. That's Kevin in 96. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Thanks for checking in, everybody. All right, let's move on to the RF section. Tonight is Monday, and since tonight is Monday, we will take Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Eden Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville and Rochester, Spartanburg, negative and negative, over.
Control. Marriott Hotel Juliet, Jean and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4EDW, that's Ed and Brevard. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Harry and Candler. Good to hear you, Harry. I was a little too late to check in on your net tonight, but I'll try to make it next Monday. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that's Nelson, mobile down there, Greenville heading to Spartanburg. Then we'd like to welcome W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, that's Gene down there in Taylor's. Any other stations, echo through hotel, call KO4JKV. Group's good for now, so let's go on to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call net control.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JKV. Thank you for calling the net. Hope you and your family are doing good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4JKV. Good to hear you call the net tonight. Always is. Thank you for being there for us. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I hope everybody has a good night. I hope you have some warmer temperatures there tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. Down here, 73.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that is James, and then W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And thanks for checking in with the Sid. Sid runs a couple nets. The one I try to get in on is Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Bearwalla Mountain. That's in western North Carolina. And a lot of folks on this repeater do check in on that once in a while at the Sunday at 8, frequency 146640 with a tone of 91.5. And I was able to get in and check in yesterday, but I don't think my signal's too good on that repeater. But anyway, thanks for checking in, Sid. Welcome KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. And it's always good to hear from you, too, Larry. And the weather is warming up quite nice up here, so that's a nice change. All right, any other stations, India through Lima, call KO4JKV. Oh, 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I thought I heard a station try to get in there, but you're just breaking the squelch on the repeater. I got a couple syllables, but I really couldn't make anything out. So unless you get adjusted, maybe you can get a better location to try it again. So with that being said, let's move on to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
Control. Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. and they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in Westshoal. Thanks for checking everybody in, Lorena. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. Down the list, we're at Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Net control. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm over in Duncan, headed to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
KO4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4KOD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Rusty.
JKV. Before JKV, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ. Jim, I'll be mobile in Taylor's area. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For JKV, good evening, Duncan. Please check in W4FBX with 4 Sugar Bravo X-Ray Brad in Simpsonville. And we'll stick around for the rack, too.
For JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome N0TR, that's Tom and Greer. Then we'd like to welcome Whiskey U2T, that's Rusty, mobile down there in Duncan. And then KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. And then KA2TXJ, that's Jim, mobile down there in Taylor's. And then W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. We do have you down for some rack two. All right, let's see. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. To the bottom of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Roll. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo, KQ4ZLE, Anthony in Townsville. Negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
JKV. Duncan, please check in Whiskey, Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Duncan, please check in KA3WPP. That's Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard and Piedmont. I'll be in and out tonight. Good evening, all.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you in the net.
KV, please check in KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypot, and 73, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony in Townsville. Then we'd like to welcome WB4, Zulu Papa Hotel, that's David down there in Taylor's. Next up, we'd like to welcome KA3 WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont, and KQ4ZRC, that's Grayson in Sapphire. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's Clint down there in Honeypot. Good to hear all y'all checking in. All right, let's move up to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Net control. Joe Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, that's KF4CKT. John, and I'm in Honeypot, and good evening, and good evening, Duncan, and good evening to everyone on the net. I'll just be negative and negative.
Duncan,
calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KF4CKT. That's John and Honey and Path. Next, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That is our net control manager, Dave and Greer. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's one of our net controllers, Gary, and he brings along his sweet bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they're down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in. Let's see. Any other stations? Alpha through Delta. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Perry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4ACR, Gary down there in Moore. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion. We'll stop for periodic with periodic stops for check-ins between the RAG 2s. Tonight we have two on the list. First one is KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Hello, Duncan. What's going on in your world there, brother?
Well, nothing much. I just enjoyed a nice, sunny, warmer day. So that was nice. Put you in a good mood. And then I noticed they have nice, clear skies tonight. So if anyone's into some star watching, you don't have much light pollution, it might be a good night for that. But that's pretty much it, unless I think of something. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Well, let me tell you what's going on up there right now. Let me get over here. Sun's kicking up its heels again. There's been some areas that have rotated back around, and it's throwing out stuff. So we have about a 65% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate radio blackout, and probably going to be noisy a little bit anyway on certain bands through the rest of the week. Anything greater than that, we've actually got a 25% chance of some strong or greater radio blackout. So sun's doing its thing, and that's what it does. What can I say? Meteor showers coming up. And let's see. Let me back up here a little bit. Excuse me. In March, we have the Gamma Normids, which is a fairly mild, moderate meteor shower. It's only got a zenith hourly rate of about 6. And unfortunately, we're going to have a full moon, or really close to a full moon about that time. So your best bet is a few hours before dawn on March 15th, the moon will be over in the west and getting ready to set. Look to the southeast. You might catch one or two. They're bright, and they're of medium speed, so you might get lucky and catch one. Our best and be a little bit better in April, but we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, let me get back over here. If you go out right now or after the net is over here and look to the south and look high in the sky, you see an asterism known as the winter football. Start at the bottom, find Orion, and then go back behind Orion to find his hunting dog, Sirius. And from Sirius, trace that up to Rigel. That's Orion's right foot. And then go up to Aldebaran, which is the next brightest star up there, although Jupiter's in the way there, so you could get confused with Jupiter. Go on up to the next brightest star you see, which is Capella, and then come back down to Pollux, which is a bright star to the left of Mars. Mars is in this mix right now, too. and then back down to Procyon, and then back down to Sirius. And what you trace is a shape that looks kind of like a football, which is where it gets its name, the winter football. And the skies are clear. I went out and checked it here a little while ago, and it's kind of neat to look at. So if you get the chance, go take a look at that. Other than that, Duncan, I'll send it back to you.
RJM, this is KU4JKB and the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Well, that's some useful information, and I will go see if I can see that winter football. Sounds interesting. The directions kind of got lost there in a little bit, but I'm just going to I'll Google it. I know it's somewhere around Orion to Sirius, and then start looking. That's what I'm going to do. But let's see, an asterism. Is that an asteroid, or is that a cluster of asteroids? What is that exactly?
Is KN4RJ, and well, it's not a constellation. It's just a collection of stars that look neat from our perspective. They're not necessarily related. They're not necessarily a constellation. They just happen to form, and they're various distances from us, but they're bright enough, and they form what is known as an asterism. The Seven Sisters. Pleiades is an asterism. It's just a collection of stars, and it looks kind of cool. Orion is in fact an asterism because it is also a constellation. So it's just a collection of stars that from our perspective, somebody looked at it and said, "Hey, that looks like whatever." In this case, it looks like a football. But that's all it is, just a collection of stars.
That makes sense there. So I'll check that out. Oh, another thing came into my view. Over the past couple weeks in the news reports, they keep mentioning this comet or asteroid years away, and they always say it's been like 2.5% chance it'll have impact on Earth, and then it went up to 3-something, and then they say, oh yeah, now the experts say it's 1.75% chance. And I mean, have you heard any of that, what about they're talking about?
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I've been watching that. a 3%, yeah, and the percentages keep changing because it keeps changing course, and they're getting a little better at trying to figure out where it's going to go. But that's 7 years out, so I'll worry about it more in about 6.5 years. 3% chance that it might hit Earth is a 97% chance that it won't. So I'll take those odds any day. it's headed our direction. Whether or not it manages to it's a big sky and a little bullet. And if it manages to be at the same place that we are at the same time in 7 years, then yeah, we got some issues. It'll make a big hole in the ground. And where it hits, I mean, the Earth is for the most part water, so there's a good chance it'll land in an ocean somewhere. But if it hits a populated area, if it hit a major city, it would destroy the city. It's big enough to do that. So they're watching it. They're keeping an eye on it. When it gets a little closer, as it gets closer, they'll have a better idea of where it's actually going to go. But I'm more worried about tomorrow than I am 7 years from now. So I'll worry about that when we get a little closer. Back to you, sir.
I thought I'd throw that out there. I just keep hearing about it, and they always think of something to freak you out. But all sounds good, John. Thanks again for the report. This is KO4JKV. Anything else?
This is KN4RJ. No, sir. I'll send it back to you and say 73s, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, 7-3, John. I'm breaking with KN4RJN. This is KN4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We do have someone else for some little bit of rag, too, but first let's check and see if there's any check-ins. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge
2-meter net. Call KO4JKV or net control.
JKV. And everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane Portable in Marietta. No traffic, no table.
KO4JKV, KK4JBQ.
JBQ, stand by just a second, Larry. Let me go ahead and recognize Shane N4ZLK down there, Portable in Marietta. Thanks for checking in tonight, Shane. All right, Larry, what you got going on?
I wanted to say thank you very much to both you and John. That was a very interesting little rag chew that you had there. I learned some things. And I didn't know what a football in the sky would, you know, that would be interesting. And I've been here a while on this earth, and I never heard of a, what was it, winter football? Yeah, that's what you said. Anyhow, it was very interesting, and that's part of the reason why I'm here. So, if John is still listening, I wanted to personally thank him for the interesting QSO that you had, the rag chew that you, that was your gift to the rest of us. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, yep, that's why I enjoy running the nets on Mondays. I get to talk to John, see what's going on in the skies. Sometimes I try to do a little prep work to get some questions for him to keep it going. But, yep, I appreciate that, too. Anything else, Larry?
I'm happy to be here. My voice is a little better than ragged tonight, and I'm just happy to be here. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Duncan.
And your voice is sounding good, so that's good to hear. So hope to hear more of you. So we'll break with KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other late check-ins, go KO4JKV.
4JKV. This is KO4BLX, Tom in Greenville.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Tom, KO4BLX, down there in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. All right, next up for the Rag 2, we have W4SBX. That is Brad. What's going on in your world, Brad? Call KO4JKV.
KV. Yeah, thank you, Duncan. Really, I just intended to listen on the Rag 2, but I want to ditto what the one Pam just said about the lesson on the astrology, and it's very interesting to me. I could listen to him all night. And on my bucket list, well, not necessarily a bucket list, but something I'm looking forward to getting is one of those telescopes, a good one, not a cheap thing, KISPUP, because I love that kind of stuff, and I just want to thank him for that information, and back to net control.
Ever since I started checking into this net, I think Wendy used to run the Monday night nets, and I can't think of her call sign right now, but I listened to them talk, and I always thought it was interesting, and now here I am, get to talk to them directly, so that's awesome. And I thought about getting a telescope too. I just don't have any room for it, but anyway, anything new radio-wise, making any good contacts?
Actually, it was last week sometime. I thought it was kind of unique for me. I'm a fairly new ham, less than a year, I'd say. But I got Panama. Italy I've got a bunch of times, but I have got some good DX contacts in the last month. And I just found out last night that I have two more awards on QRZ, which I was happy about. So I'm up to four now, and I'm wanting to find some help getting my FT8 set up. I've never did it, but it's close to set up, but I'd like the computer knowledge to do it. But however, it'll come one day.
that. I use a Yaesu FT891, and I tried to hook it up for digital mode so I could do WinLink and FT8, and it took me a while because it probably took a week and a half of just trying it for an hour and not working, finally getting it to work, and now it works okay. I don't use it that much, but I tell you what, YouTube, that's, yeah, I go to YouTube University for all that, over.
Yeah, I've learned a lot off of YouTube, and actually I've got a friend that has got a YouTube channel, N1JUR, Eric Pfeiffer up in New Hampshire, and he had pretty much set me up with it in a DigiRig, and it was a Yaesu FT450D, but the final steps, I had to wait to get back home and the computer set up, but however, since then, I've bought an ICOM 7300, and I'm not very tech smart, computer smart, whatever you call it, but I think somebody come over here or send me step-by-step directions, I could probably figure it out in about an hour or so or less.
That's what you need. We need to find somebody local. Let's just check, see if there's anybody up there in Radio Land that has any advice or a way to get a hold of you to help you with the FT8. We got W4SBX Brad on the Rag 2 here and has some questions about FT8. Did anybody have any expert knowledge on that?
Thank you. Just another thought, another resource to be aware of. I am, and you are too, Duncan, aware of the Thermal Belt Club up there in North Carolina, who they regularly have club meetings, of course, but they use their club meetings to explore things like FT8 and other digital modes, making antennas and that kind of thing. So don't overlook, for the calling station, don't overlook the resource of a local club. I didn't catch where you're calling from, but it's invaluable, really. It's live contact. It's not always what you're interested in, but who knows? They might be covering something that you get interested in. A club is a great resource if you can find a good one, an active one, one that really cares about their members and not just, having a meeting to go over business and such, if you know what I mean. This is KK4JBQ, my little bit, 7-3.
KBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and thanks for your advice for Brad there. Yeah, while you were saying that, I pulled up the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club. It looks like Tryon, NC, Polk County. The address is Tango Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.org, so that might be something to look into. And check that out, Brad, and see if that helps. Over.
I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina, so that might be a trip for me, but I did join the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, but I've not made it to a meeting yet, so it's the hours I work makes it a little difficult, but I plan on trying to attend. I think the next one is in March, March 3rd maybe, but I like his opinion on that, and it's just a lot of, as a new ham, I'm wanting to do, like you said, WinLink, FT8, even possibly RIDI. I ain't sure much about it, but I just wanted to explore other things. Also, building antennas, stuff like that. Back to net control.
Yes, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good. Sounds like you're heading in the right direction. You got some good gear, and you're making some contacts. Got some DX in on the logbook. That's awesome. One thing that I always do, at least once a day, just to get a couple quick contacts in, do you ever, hunt or do anything with POTA or SOTA?
I'm big into the POTA. SOTA, I have a couple contacts, but I'm not real familiar with their webpage, I guess. But yeah, on POTA, I've bought most of the stuff I need. I might have to hook up a few connectors, but I got the LiPo batteries, I've got my radios and everything, antennas. And I just would like to find somebody that was into it too to, you know, go with. I just really didn't want to go by myself. I want to do an activation soon, man. It's fascinating, it's fun, and you get a lot of good contacts. We was up in New Hampshire at a park up there, and I wasn't operating. I was just basically attending a meeting with a club I joined up there. And this guy running a, I think it's G90 Zegu, however how you pronounce it, and on 10 watts, he was talking all over the place. I couldn't believe it.
It's amazing what you can do with a little wattage. Sometimes I just turn down the QRP just to see what I can get. And, I've done DX with QRP, too. That's pretty good. Just make sure you got a good antenna, good feed line, and all that stuff. And anybody out there wants to hit up Brad and do some POTA, his call sign is W4SBX. But it was good talking to you, Brad, and good luck with continuing on making those contacts. Anything else?
No, that was about it. Thought I'd ask a couple questions. But thanks for running the net, Duncan. Great talking to you guys.
And good talking to you, too. Hope we can do it again anytime. I'm here every Monday, so good talking to you. We'll break with W4SBX, and this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We did have one EchoLink station, a new one, pop in, but then they just popped right back off. They just said, nope, not doing it. But we're at about the end of the page here. Let's see if there's any last-minute check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. 4JKV net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD on a handheld in Central. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray. I'll be short time tonight. 73.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4 Delta Delta Delta. That is Alex there in Central. Thanks for checking in, Alex. You made number 50 tonight, so we got a nice even 50 check-ins so far. But let's see if we can make it 51. If there's any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KV. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
So 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy. And he brings along Angela, KQ4. To be determined, TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for getting in on the log and bringing Angela with you. All right, any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Anybody for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN. I've got some advice for W4SBX, if he's still on.
W4SBX. Brad, you still listening? I've secured his station. We'll call him again. Brad, I was just talking to you. I got someone that has some information for you. Looking for W4SBX. W4SBX. Brad, are you still around?
Yeah, this is W4SBX. Sorry for that. I had to run in the house real quick.
No, go ahead, John.
WX, this is KN4RGN. Brad, if you're looking for a telescope, there's a place called High Point Scientific. They sell all kinds of telescopes, and they sell a lot of used telescopes that, their prices vary. You can spend a few bucks and a few thousand bucks, depending on what you're looking for. But I suggest you check them out. That's High Point Scientific, They're up in New Jersey somewhere. And check them out and see what all they've got. And you can shop all kinds of telescopes there if you're looking for one. And I've got a few for sale myself if you're interested.
I think your name was John. I didn't copy your call sign. I didn't have a pen ready. It was High Point Scientific. But, I don't mind buying used. I really don't have a good place to set. Well, I've got a good place to set one up, but I would have to bring it in out of the weather, if that makes any sense. And, I would like to have a pretty good one, but, I can't afford thousands either.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I have to drag mine in and out too, because I can't leave it out in the weather. But highpointscientific.com, and my call sign is Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November. My email is on my QRZ page. I can send you some pictures tonight of what I've got to get, try to offload, and High Point Scientific has got a variety of of new and used telescopes, so you might want to check them out.
Thanks for that, John. My email is also good on QRZ, and I'll look you up, and I appreciate the information so much, and I'll be checking into that. So back to you.
This is KM4RJ, and roger that. I am clear. Back to you, net control.
Yeah, clear. Thank you, Doctor.
Glad I could facilitate that between KN4RGN and W4SBX. And yeah, Brad, do you and anybody else listening out there that has interest in astronomy, John's QRZ page has some really cool links. If you just type in KN4RJN and QRZ, he has some really neat links if you're interested in things that have to do with things in the sky. But 7-3, you guys, we're going to give one last call for check-ins. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV. I think we about did it. We have a total of 52 check-ins, which is very good. Very nice. Tomorrow night, your net controller is Ariel. His call sign is NY4G. He will be here at 9 o'clock, as we're here every night at 9. And hats off to all the new hams out there. We'd like to get you checking in regularly. And that's about it. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV, clear.